Country Club FM.
Can I help you? Can I help you?
We are ready to go. It is the Almanac. It's going to be my last one here for a while, so we better make this a good one.
Yeah.
I want to, unlike the Wild going into their five-day bye,
right,
their five-day off period, they kind of went out with a loss, with a stinker last night.
Right.
I want to go off on a high note here.
Yeah, so yeah, we can, you get a four-day break here.
Right.
Yeah.
Big four-day break.
Tomorrow will be a train wreck, folks. Just, I want to get that out there.
What right do now. We ask, though? We ask only one thing and one thing only.
Your best.
Do your best. That's all.
I'll be here solo tomorrow. No Brittany, no Jim. So, yeah, it's going to be bad.
Not anybody off the streets?
I might.
There is the transit center there, the Ramsey Transit Center, where people get on the bus and they get on the train. Mm-hmm. They park over there. Maybe go over there, set up a little booth, and maybe recruit somebody.
I may have to try and line up a special guest.
Maybe get PJ Fleck to recruit somebody for you. Pretty gung-ho.
I should maybe just get PJ.
He could row the boat for you.
Yeah.
Today is Wednesday, February 22nd, 53rd day of the year, 312 left to go. A Native American by the name of Quadaquin, the Native American.
Sure.
Introduced popcorn to English colonists on this date.
Nice it was, work.
They were having their first Thanksgiving dinner. Colonists' first Thanksgiving dinner on this date, 1630. And Quadaquin brought popcorn.
Huh.
So it's just like Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
So sure. We all laughed because they made toast, they had jelly beans and pretzels and popcorn.
I mean, they weren't that far
they
off.
They set up the ping pong table out in the backyard. Yeah. And they had all the lawn chairs out. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
It's Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
So popcorn should be a tradition. So next year at Thanksgiving, I'm not bringing the Jell-O. I'm not bringing the sweet potato casserole.
Stuffing.
I'm bringing popcorn.
Popcorn.
Because Quadaquin said it. The tradition is there. It's a precedent that has been set for Thanksgiving.
Don't bring your mustard for this one, though. Remember?
Oh, mustard. I did. Yeah, I accidentally put mustard in the popcorn. That happened once, and people don't let me forget about it.
I know. But it's a good story. It's
so
funny.
That was 1630 on this date. 1819, saying they could no longer handle the gators and all the old people, Spain ceded Florida to the United States.
The poor driving skills.
Yep.
They didn't like
left,
that.
The left turn signal on right. All day long, right. All the golf carts.
Yeah,
Spain said, that's enough with Florida, U.S. You can have Florida.
What year was that?
1819. 1819. Sure. 1879. They don't exist anymore, but a lot of people remember the Woolworth stores.
Oh, yes.
Remember the Woolworth stores?
Five and Dime.
Frank Woolworth, and there was some love at the Five and Dime,
yes,
according
sir.
To Kathy Mateo.
Yes.
The first Woolworth store opened on this date, Utica, New York. They had the little soda fountain and all kinds of stuff there. Lots of fun. I barely remember them.
Yeah.
You know, Walgreens are now kind of dominant at the corner.
They were still going strong in the 60s, so I went to many a Woolworths.
That was in 1879. 1889, Grover Cleveland, he was one of our U.S. presidents.
Mm-hmm.
He signed a bill, and they admitted not just one state, both of the Dakotas, Montana, and Washington.
Oh.
So it was a four-for.
It was a big day.
A 4-for-1 on this date for Grover Cleveland, 1889.
Welcome aboard.
1920 on this date, Rabbit, the animal.
Yes.
Like Wascally Wabbits.
Yeah, bugs, bunny.
Rabbit unemployment skyrocketed on this date. The unemployment rate among rabbits skyrocketed on this date.
Because
the first dog racetrack used an imitation rabbit. That dog track opened up in Emeryville, California. So instead of using a real rabbit, they used an imitation rabbit along the rails.
Yeah.
And the dogs were so stupid, they still raced after it.
Yeah.
It just didn't matter.
Right.
1920, 1935, it became illegal for airplanes to fly over the White House.
So no fly zone.
1935.
Makes
every
sense.
Now and then you hear of a guy. There was some guy tried. He landed an airport or airplane on the on the grounds of the White House some 15, 20 years ago.
Don't do it.
That was.
You're going to get
not
in trouble.
Not wise. You're going to get in trouble. 1980 on this date, we observed a miracle.
You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow, up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game.
It's over.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Unbelievable.
Half the team was Minnesotans.
Yes. Love it.
People remember it fondly.
Yeah, nothing better.
Lake Placid, 1980 Olympics. Of course, we didn't watch it live.
No. Nope.
It was tape delayed. We didn't watch it on ABC until later in the day. It was live on radio, but I don't remember if it was locally available radio. I wouldn't be listening to it. I watched it on TV later that day. And
it seemed like it was late afternoon.
They started to run it. I remember it being light out. I remember lying down in our family room, which we had just completed. We had just moved into a new family room. I think we had brown carpet that had just been installed, and watching the game there. Mm-hmm. Lying on the floor in my beanbag chair.
Yes.
Watching the 1980 Olympic game. Jim Craig in his Jason Voorhees mask.
Right.
Making kick save after kick save of the Russians. They pulled their goaltender. Mm-hmm. Made a goaltending change, and the U.S. had them on the ropes, and they got a win. That was a big, big win.
Yeah, that was good.
And, of course, that was in the semifinals.
That was in the semi. They still dispose of Finland in the finals.
And they did do that. That was 1980. 1984.
And how good was the movie, Miracle on Ice? I mean,
Kurt Russell, pretty good. He's
out of hand good.
He gets the nod over Carl Malden.
Yes, he does.
Brooks, right?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. All right.
You were born for this, boys. 1984, a 12-year-old Houston boy named David. Vetter was his name. He was the bubble boy.
It's just a weird deal.
He died after being removed from the plastic bubble that he called home for most of his life. He lived in the bubble because he had no immunity from disease.
Yeah, no immune system.
He left his home to have a bone marrow transplant, but even then he couldn't survive.
And
he
couldn't
survive any time out of that bubble.
It was from his sister, and there was some slightly tainted virus that they couldn't even find in the marrow initially, and that ended up... I mean, yeah, he had no chance.
There was a movie starring John Travolta that was inspired by this boy's life and another boy's life. Boy who lived in a bubble.
Yeah.
And, of course, there was the famous Seinfeld episode, The Bubble Boy, The Moops and the Moors.
Right.
Also inspired by this young man that died on this date, 1984. 1987, pop artist Andy Warhol died. He was 58. 1993, more David Letterman news. Of course, he was moving from NBC to CBS at about this time in 93.
Oh, sure.
And they announced that he would be in New York. He would stay in New York, where his NBC show was, and he would broadcast from the historic Ed Sullivan Theater.
Pretty cool.
So that was pretty cool. They had to do a lot of work on that theater to get it ready for the Letterman show. And 2007, three-time NBA league champion Dennis Johnson played with the Suns. And very successful run there with the Celtics. They called him DJ. Dennis Johnson died. He had a heart attack in Austin, Texas.
Young man.
On this date 10 years ago. He was 52. Let's move on to birthdays now today. This man played Molly Ringwald's father in 16 Candles.
It's small, it's brown, it's made of leather. It has my initials on it. I believe that's it.
Don't forget, the grandparents are coming this afternoon.
Are we still having dinner with the Rice Checks?
Rice Checks, 8 o'clock at the club. Oh, and you better learn their names. As of tomorrow, they're family.
That's a lovely thought. When it comes your turn to get married, do me a favor. Elope.
Paul Dooley, 89. Mm-hmm. Recognize that voice?
Oh, sure.
That guy, he was on a lot of things. He was on the Grace Under Fire TV show, in the movie, one of my favorites, in a movie I need to see again for the first time, Strange Brew.
Oh,
Bob
and
Doug McKenzie.
Yeah.
He's done some voice in the Cars movies, Cars 1, Cars 2, animated. Paul Dooley is 89 today. He had sung some with the Drifters. You get the itchy feeling. And had a solo hit. You start a rocking and a reeling. Itchy, twitchy feeling. It's a song about when you go through a patch of poison ivy.
Yes.
Looking for your golf ball, Neil Freeman, after you duck hook it into the weeds.
It's happened.
Leaves of three, remember.
Right, stay away.
But itchy, twitchy feeling. Bobby Hendrix is the name of the singer. That song was featured on the soundtrack of American Graffiti.
Oh, okay.
So that makes it pretty significant.
Yeah, it does.
Bobby Hendrix is 79. Again, he sang some with the Drifters as well. They call him the Doctor. Dr. J, 67 today.
Against Malone. Pass is deflected. Going to be stolen, I think, by the Doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk. And yet another Laker turnover.
Rock the baby to sleep. That is the famous dunk from Dr. J as we take you to the Spectrum in Philly. Spectrum in Philly. That's Chick Hearn on the call. Rocking the baby, the cradle dunk, as they called it.
Michael Cooper.
Who was a pretty good defensive player, and he was basically a curtain.
Yeah, that was.
He was a curtain.
If you want to just do yourself a big favor today and Google search, you know, the top 10 Dr. J plays, you will be amazed. Right. I mean, you'd think he'd be, you know, he's great at the one-handed, you know.
He
holding a
hands.
Basketball for him was like me holding a softball.
And he had big hands.
He would just rise up.
Big hands.
And yes, he did. Big, and he was a great, he's a guy responsible for the ABA-NBA merger.
Pretty much, because he was with the Nets, right?
He was
the
with
New York
Nets. And the ABA was starting to get more people to come out to their games to watch. Dr. J sold out arenas wherever he went.
You mean they weren't coming out to see the Pipers or the Muskies?
No. But when the Doc came to town, the buildings filled up, and they had to get him into the NBA.
He was fabulous.
He was something special. He was the one who first made the art form of the dunk.
Yeah.
You know,
now it's cliched. I'll be honest, the dunk is cliched now. Everybody does it. But at that time, it was still magical. It was still cool.
And nobody does it like the Doc.
Was he the first one to do the dunk where you take off from the free throw line and then just kind of, and then he would dunk it?
Yep, he was the first one.
He's 67 for Dr. J, Julius Erving. Yep. I still remember I got the sporting news one year. It was the NBA sporting news, NBA preview, and it's him on a doctor's table. He's in the full kind of garb, and he's got the stethoscope, and he's got the mask and everything ready to perform surgery on the NBA. That was probably the 83 season when they signed Moses Malone and won the whole thing.
Yeah, that was great. Doc finally got his ring in 83.
So he's 67 today. Julie Waters, best known for playing the matriarch of the Weasley family in the Harry Potter films. I know very little about the Harry Potter films.
Yeah,
I was more into the Lord of the Rings side of things and not Harry Potter. Julie Waters is 67. The actor Kyle MacLachlan is 58. He was recently on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. program, Blue Velvet, Showgirls, Twin Peaks, Sex in the City. I remember him best as Orson from Desperate Housewives.
Hop in.
Please, don't make me go back there. The other divorced men are trying to start a book club.
Hitch up your skirt and get it.
He doesn't want to be part of a book club. He was kind of a whiny, Weasley kind of guy, kind of a limp-wristed kind of character there. Kyle MacLachlan, 58.
I didn't know who he was until you played that clip. Yeah. Now
that's why we play the clips.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
I don't have to sit here and describe who they are. I think our listeners appreciate that, too.
Yeah, they do.
Vijay Singh. Vijay, you could call him Vijay Singh.
Vijay Singh. I call him, yeah.
He's won on the PGA Tour. He's now playing on the Champions Tour, or as they call it, the PGA Champions Tour, or Champions, they changed the name. Vijay Singh is 54 today. He's from the island of Fiji.
Yes. Yes. Good guy.
Yes.
Works tirelessly.
And he's been known to whine a little bit, though, about the mud on his ball and various other things.
Right.
So he is 54 today. We have Rachel Dratch from Saturday Night Live, 51 today. Mm-hmm. I think her best character she had on there was Debbie Downer.
Love me some steak and eggs.
Ever since they found mad cow disease in the U.S., I'm not taking any chances. It can live in your body for years before it ravages your brain.
She was Debbie Downer. Some of those old skits are hilarious because you got Jimmy Fallon and some of these other guys, Horatio Sanz. They crack up. Rachel Dratch.
Oh, that's hilarious.
She was on King of Queens. She had a recurring role as Spence's girlfriend. Pretty good at that, too. She was 51 today. Do you remember Star Trek Voyager?
Yes.
There was a woman that was a Borg.
I know who you're talking about.
Her name is Jeri Ryan. She's 49 today.
Very attractive.
Photon torpedo complement 32, class 6 warhead. Explosive yield 200 isotons.
How did you obtain this information?
We are Borg.
Yes, we are. We are one. We are the Borg. We have the Borg collective, la la la. As Borg goes, she was very attractive.
Yes, she was in Body of Proof the first season or two.
Did you watch that?
A program that I watched. That's right. She was the boss of the doctor. I can't remember her name. But anyway, yeah, that's where I remember from Body of Proof.
All right. She is 49 today. Michael Chang is 45, tennis player, had a pretty good run there.
Yes, he did.
He's an American. Michael Chang, happy birthday. Singer James Blunt, you may recall this song pretty big a few years back.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
Of course, he hasn't gone through puberty either. Up to the point of that song. James Blunt is 43 today. Drew Barrymore, part of the Barrymore family.
Yep.
Lots of movies, wedding singer. We saw her first, I think it was in E.T., the extraterrestrial.
Yeah,
she was, I can't remember her her character now at the top of my mind. I can see her, of course. She was in the Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's
films,
Angels, for sure.
50 First Dates, Fever Pitch. She's seems like she's been around forever. She's had some substance abuse issues, but I think she's got those under control and is living a nice, clean life now. She is 42, and basketball star Rajon Rondo. Who's he playing with now? I remember him with the Celtics.
Yeah, he's been with a couple of different teams since.
Would he help the Timberwolves?
Well, there was some talk about him coming in here.
I remember
here,
that, yeah.
And recent, too.
He's 31 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten, our first president.
Mm.
The guy who chopped down the cherry tree, old wooden teeth.
And I'm going to chop one down.
Today?
I'm going to find a cherry tree in his honor.
I don't, you know, most days I would think that would be some sort of a crime, but today it would be allowed.
Are cherry trees protected?
I don't know, but if it's not on your property, I suppose maybe it would not be good. But President George Washington was born on this very day back in 1732. Artist Rembrandt Peale.
Not that Rembrandt.
It's a different, yeah. But Rembrandt just had one name.
Right. What is ironic about this is that Rembrandt Peale was the one who painted the most famous portrait of George Washington.
Oh.
The most famous one with him sitting. He's got the black suit on, his powdered hair and everything.
Yes.
Rembrandt Peale is the one who did it. And they share birthdays. How about that?
They're 46 years apart.
Yeah, but, so he was young.
He was a young man. Rembrandt Peale, born in the States, 17.
I don't know if he did it.
78.
He must not have done it sitting. He would have been too young. I'd have to look into that. That would be a good fact checker.
Yeah.
Because maybe he did it from a previous portrait or something. How old, you know, George Washington lived to be what? He lived into the...
He lived close to 1800.
Yeah.
I mean, he was late 60s, 70, right around there.
That'd be worth a fact-checking mission.
We'll get on that. The guy who gave us the Boy Scouts, founder Lord Robert Baden Powell, was born on this day, 1857. First umpire to go into the Hall of Fame was a guy by the name of Bill Clem. He was around the turn of the century, early baseball umpire, and, you know, kind of, I don't know, maybe he's the guy that gave us, you know, some of the great strike calls, or maybe,
you mean hand
sure.
signals?
Yeah.
Bill, hand signals?
Bill Clem was born on this day, 1874. Robert Young, he was the father who knew best, of course.
And he was Marcus Welby,
M.D.
My God, Val, how can you be so cruel, so selfish?
Oh, please spare me the self-pity.
You made it.
Robert Young and James Brolin star in Marcus Welby, M.D.
A young mother attempts suicide after learning she has cancer next Tuesday on ABC.
Yes, indeed. Marcus Welby, M.D. Wasn't that one of your mother's favorites?
Oh, it was. Mom watched it, and, you know, Consuelo was his the lead nurse. Marcus Welby.
I can remember being laid up in the hospital when I was in second grade. I had a hernia and just lifting. The hay bales are just too heavy, but I was lifting and wasn't lifting with my legs, obviously, and tore something.
Obviously.
And so I remember being laid up in the hospital, second grade, watching Marcus Welby. So are they in the hospital watching a medical show?
In the mid-70s?
I wanted to find out what they were doing to me.
Sure.
I was hoping they were going to have an episode on hernia.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know what was going on.
There he is. Actor Robert Young, born on this day, 1907. Same year, they share the same birthday. Actor and Emmy Award-winning director Sheldon Leonard, born on this day, 1907. He would win Emmys for The Danny Thomas Show, also My World and Welcome to It. But he's the guy, you know, he was the guy who created the character in a current show and spin that off into a new show, which he did, of course, with Andy Griffith. Andy Taylor played in a Danny Thomas show, and then that turned into the Andy Griffith show. And then from there, Gomer Pyle went off to join the Marines during an episode of Andy Griffith.
Yes,
that turned
did.
Into the Gomer Pyle show. So he was responsible for all those shows. He was also responsible for the Dick Van Dyke Show. He was the bartender in It's a Wonderful Life. I mean, this guy was in everything.
Well, it would be safe to say that his fingerprints are all over TV history.
For sure. And movies. Sheldon Leonard, very talented man, born on this day, 1907. He was the eccentric owner of the Oakland Athletics. He brought in the white shoes, and he wanted to...
He changed their colors to the green and the yellow.
For the Oakland Athletics, we're talking about Charles Finley.
He wanted to move to orange baseball so they'd be easier to see at night, kind of fluorescent orange.
Yep.
He wanted a mechanical rabbit to pop up behind home plate and deliver new balls to the umpire, named it Harvey. And he also offered players $300 bonuses to grow mustaches.
Yeah.
You know, they had the mustache gang, right?
Like Raleigh Fingers.
Yep.
Yeah.
That whole crew.
He was quite a guy.
Tennis.
Charles Finley was born on this day, 1918. Reggie Jackson, of course, played with them. Vita Blue. Great athletic teams in the early 70s. They were super good. He was NBC voice announcer Don Pardo.
And the most ready for prime-time players, Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, Jane Curtin, Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris. It's Saturday Night Live. He passed away just a few years ago.
Yeah, he lived to be a ripe old age because he was born in the same 1918. Not only as the voice of Saturday Night Live for more than 30 years, but also on all the game shows. Yeah. Art Fleming, tell him what he's won, Don. And Don Pardo, Jeopardy, Concentration, of course, the Come On Down, Price is Right. He did them all, Don Pardo.
He wasn't the most famous for doing. No. That was Johnny Olson.
Johnny Olson. But 1918 for Don Pardo. Let's skip ahead to Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy. He was born in the state in 1932. He watched both of his brothers get assassinated. Mm-hmm. I mean, my God, how do you live? You'd be eyes in the back of your head after both two of your brothers were gunned down. Ted Kennedy, born on this day, 1930. His life was not without controversy.
Chappaquiddick.
Chappaquiddick, for sure.
Mary Jo Kopechne.
1932. Sparky Anderson, born on this day, 1934, is a Baseball Hall of Fame manager. He won World Series titles in both leagues, with the Cincinnati Reds, with the big red machine in the 70s, and then with the Tigers. So, a pretty good manager. Sparky Anderson, born on this day in 1934. Singer Ernie K. Doe.
Mother-in-law. 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 The worst person I know.
That was his big hit.
Worst person I know, mother-in-law.
How's that?
He's not beating around the bush Ernie K. Doe.
Don't sugarcoat it, Ernie. That was his big hit from 1961, Ernie K. Dash Doe, 1936. Remember Oliver?
Jean, roses are red. All the leaves have gone.
Oh, that's tender, 1969.
Very tender.
Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine. Was as big, maybe a little bigger even. I don't know. 1945, the great singer, just Oliver, born on this day, 1945. One more as we wrap up. Crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, born on this day, 1962.
I'm Steve Irwin. Holy smokes, that was too close. Whoo! Danger, danger, danger.
And, of course, there he is, and he died. He got stung by a stinger, some kind of stingray or something. He was diving in amongst the wildlife somewhere, someplace. I mean,
he was doing what he loved when he died.
Exactly. But, he lived dangerously.
And now his daughter has taken the mantle. But Crocodile Hunter, his name was Steve Irwin, born in the state 1962. It's a long list of gone but not forgotten.
Yeah, that's going to have to do it. Let's wrap this thing up on the Bob Morning Show. Thank you, Neil. Bobathon coming up. Reba now.